95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, Riggs the Morning Hog, and Josh S. R. Perot. It's time for another Morning Hog Brew Review. Good morning, sir. Before we start, you know, trading stories and talking about, you know, OTAs and football.
Oh, we're supposed to have stories today?
Well, I was going to do that, but let's just drink instead. You brought a lot of cans, bro.
Yeah, I got two different variety packs tonight.
Okay, what is our first variety?
So we're going to start off with Smirnoff Ice's new variety pack. It's their Neon Lemonade.
Oh, okay. Neon Lemonade.
Four different flavors.
I'm not afraid of a vibrant color.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the package on these, they call them Miami-inspired, so I'm not sure what you're supposed to take away from that, but beautiful packaging, a lot of fun, 4.5% alcohol,
okay,
lemonade flavored. This particular one we're trying right now is Blue Raspberry, which is clear based on the color.
Oh, yes. Wait, hold on. Let me check and see if it matches.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Your shoe wardrobe?
I planned it. Yep. I knew you were bragging.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. It's a coincidence. But wow, this is fair. These are very tasty.
Yeah. Summer in a can.
It is. This could be a dangerous long day at the pool in a very, very good way.
Right? Absolutely.
Stay hydrated while you're out there.
You want to try the next one already?
It's very bomb-pop-ish.
I mean, we got a lot.
Yeah, come on. Bring it.
All right, let's do it. So I got a pineapple lemonade now.
Oh, wow.
And like I told you, lately I've been super on the pineapple thing, man.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping it's what I'm expecting.
Yeah, I found myself very conflicted because I was at a grocery and they had pineapples two for something. And I was doing pineapple math is what I was doing. I was like, all right, let me see the weight. Do I want to do it? I'm like, I'll just buy a drink that tastes like pineapple.
I wonder if you think about it, you're actually paying for the peel.
Oh, yeah. Think about how much you're just immediately throwing away. You buy a pineapple right in the garbage.
The top of it.
Yeah.
You're paying for all that. Right. You're paying by weight.
This, you get all your every penny. And you can taste them. Oh,
I love lemonade. I love pineapple. So,
in my head, almost said, "Is that coconut?" But it's not.
I see where you're going, though. Kind of the pina colada vibe.
Yeah, it's where those two things merge. Because the lemonade has what?
Lemons.
Lemons in it.
Yeah.
I didn't know if anybody was going to answer that question. And look around the room. Okay, I like that a lot. All right.
So, like I said, this brand new variety pack just hitting the shelf. So definitely check out the website.
Well, you talk about srprod.com/. Beer Finder.
Yep, that one.
Good.
So here's an odd one that I don't think we've seen before. It's peach lemonade.
Oh.
I've heard of peach, you know, peach tea all the time. Yeah. We're down in the South.
Yes.
Tea is gross. But
no, I don't drink tea on a reg. I drink tea byproducts, but not regular tea.
I'll drink alcoholic
tea.
Like, twisted tea is fantastic. Sure. But, you know, I'm not over here brewing tea in the mornings.
I don't want a wet leaf. Leaf. Okay, that's a subtle peach.
Yeah.
But not when you taste it. Oh, man. Oh, these are like Smirnoff candy.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I might actually like that more than the pineapple.
Yeah, you thinking?
Yeah.
It's very smooth.
We're going to have to mix these later.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Fruit salad.
Yeah, I do a punch.
I love this.
I guess you could say.
It's a brilliant idea. Okay.
And I don't know if you can see the color on these things, the actual color, but they are extremely vibrant. If you have this in a glass, somebody is going to ask what you are drinking.
Yes.
Because they're going to want to drink them as well.
You're right. And the can is not deceiving. Those vibrant colors on the cans represent what's inside.
And I should probably get you a cup too, I guess.
It don't hold out on me, Josh. Jeez. We're only in the first half of this brew review.
Like I said, 4.5%. This is pink lemonade.
Okay.
It has pictures of raspberries on it, so I'm surprised they didn't just call it raspberry lemonade.
Yeah. Was that? Oh, wow. Okay, now that one's a twist. Get ready. That's got a... That one will turn you.
Oh, yeah, that's right? Interesting.
Yeah, it's sort of like a slap to your taste buds.
That's very good, though.
Wake you up a little bit.
But that, I mean, all I can think about is summer.
You know, this is the thing. Like, right... I guess technically we are in summer now, right? It's hurricane season.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, hurricane season.
This would be a great... You know, when we're talking about, like, what is the... You know, some things you can do during a hurricane to ride it out, make it better. Boom, right there.
There you go.
Right? You don't have to wait for a hurricane, though.
No.
In fact, don't. Get them now, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Right? And I would imagine these are in, like, every store, right?
You can probably they're getting everywhere.
Yeah?
Yep. Definitely keep your eyes peeled when you're in your Publix's, Total Wines, ABC's, local independents. But, again, the easiest way is to check out the website.
Yep. srprod.com/beerfinder. I understand you have more beers.
I do.
Actual beers over there, sort of. Little twist?
Little twist.
Little beer twist?
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of it. All right, stick around. More coming up. The Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh from SR Prod has brought you flavors for your weekend here on 95.7 The Hog.